Welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and I'm so glad you're here. As you know, purpose gives you confidence. Confidence that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, even if you haven't figured out how to do it yet. Purpose provides certainty that what you're doing does matter. And when you act with purpose, you project strength, authority, and authenticity. Because of that, I am so excited to share season 4 with you and all the tools, resources, and shared wisdom that will help you build and keep the confidence and self-esteem you need to be brave, and also to live the life God has for you. Being confident about our purpose helps us stay in our lane and eliminates comparisons. Now, if you are looking for some one-on-one coaching to help break down self-doubt and rebuild your self-esteem, be sure to schedule a free discovery call with me today. You can access that link on my website at amydebrick.com. But for now, let's get started. Hey friends, welcome back. I absolutely love the holidays, but I also love the start of a new year. It just gives me an opportunity to kind of regroup and start fresh. And I don't know about you, but life has a way of throwing me off course, especially during the holidays, even if it's in a good way. And the new year just really helps me get back on track. So I'm so thrilled to be with you today. And today on the podcast, I wanted to talk about some common myths around the topic of confidence. I think a lot of times that our confidence can be affected by so many factors, but sometimes we can get hung up on a few things that really are not true, but we have come to believe that they're true and they can affect us, even if it's in the most subtle and obscure way. So I wanted to start with one that I think we hear people say all the time, and that is that you either have confidence naturally or you don't because you were just born that way. And I do think it is true that while some people are inclined genetically to possess more confidence naturally, to say that if you aren't or if you weren't born that way, that you're doomed to a lifetime of self-doubt and overthinking simply is just not true. And I know from my personal experience with confidence, I always like to equate it with more like developing an underused muscle. And for me, the more I exercised it, the more it really developed and became easier to use in all areas of my life. But it was, you know, it was something that I had to put some time and effort into for sure. And even though certain factors can play a role in the development of confidence, we all have the potential to attain it. But it does require a willingness to achieve it. A willingness in two areas, a willingness to take ownership and also a willingness to do hard things. And knowing where true confidence comes from is really the first step to attaining it. You know, when we understand that it comes from a place of surrender and self-acceptance instead of a place of comparison or competition, I think that can make all the difference. It's not any secret in the world we're living in today, and especially with all the social media around us, we're bombarded with finding ourselves in areas of comparison and competition. We see what other people are doing, and I think a lot of times without even recognizing it or realizing it, we are wishing and wanting what we think somebody else has or how they're perceived to be or what we think is going on. And we don't really, number one, stay in our own lane, but we also aren't recognizing what we are doing and just trying to foster areas in our life where we are thriving and really focusing on that. So in addition to debunking the genetic theory that you're either born with it or not, I wanted to also bring your attention to three more myths in the hopes that knowing these truths will give you the courage to start investing in yourself and really become the person God created you to be, not your neighbor, not your husband, not your friend, but who you are to be. So here we go. The first myth is that you have to feel confident to take action. Now, if this was true, I would have never probably left the couch. Okay. So the truth really is you have to take action sometimes to feel confident. And in other words, sometimes we just have to do brave things scared. That's just what it is. You know, I would love to say that living with confidence is the result of just doing one thing, but unfortunately, it's not. There's no quick fix, as you know. There's no one and done or simple solution to confidence. Instead, it's small, brave steps and small, brave things that we choose to do.
And they are truly the stepping stones to the next brave thing and then getting us where we want to be. And I think it's important to remember that. I think so many times we get so caught up with mountaintops and looking at other people's mountaintop moments and seeing where they're at and wow, they're so successful and wow, look what they've achieved. And we forget to really kind of look back on all the steps that we've taken and recognizing those as steps toward our confidence and what we've been able to do. And so it's a continual climb where you become stronger as you keep going. The second myth is that confidence is achieved through epic success. It kind of goes back to that mountaintop moment that I think we get tripped up on, which again is the comparison and competition. The truth really being is that confidence is achieved through those small wins like we just talked about. Success for someone can be equated to, let's say, someone skiing for the first time, okay? So let's say I'm a completely non-skier and I want to ski. And so there's always that person that will just do the brave thing scared and they'll just go to the top, bomb the hill. And that might be great. That might help just for the short term. But the reality is the person who just purchases the ticket, puts on the gear and hits the bunny hill maybe 50, 60 times, even if they fall and have to keep redoing it, that's where the real success is at. Because that just shows the work and intention that you are willing to put in. And you're not comparing the size of your mountain, being the bunny hill, to somebody else's who maybe is at the top of a black diamond. You need to have that self-acceptance and be okay with where you're at. And that's where the feeling of confidence starts to come in. Myth number three, confidence is motivated by self-criticism. Now, the truth is, we all know, is that confidence is motivated by self-compassion. However, I don't think it's any secret that as women, we can be our biggest critic and our worst enemy, but negative self-talk is not a motivator. Ruminating over what we're not doing well or where we wish we were instead of where we actually are, instead of acknowledging our efforts and appreciating the steps it has taken us to get here, is really where confidence starts and really is the foundation to those building blocks. And the two most important words to remember when we are developing confidence within ourselves are acceptance and grace. And whether it's in our parenting, our work, our marriage, friendships, or wherever, we need to stop using perfection as our measure for how to achieve confidence. For an example, if you, assuming that you want to do something new and it fails, maybe you don't receive the outcome that you want. We need to remember that results don't always equal progress, but the intention and effort behind our actions does. And that's the confidence building piece. So instead of criticizing everything that you're doing wrong, try giving yourself some grace. Confidence will come after we accept that our best efforts are good enough. Now, that doesn't mean that we ignore the areas where we can improve. It just means that we don't dwell on those areas and we use what we've learned for the next time, feeling more confident than we did before. So I hope that today's episode offers you some added encouragement, knowing that confidence is in fact for you, it's for everyone, and that we all can manifest it. And if you are looking for some additional resources around this topic, I have created a free resource. It's called 5 Ways to Manifest Confidence. You can access it at my website, amydebrick.com. You can just go to the resource page and you're able to download and print it. And if you're a visual person like me, I just think it's easier sometimes to see, I have a list in front of me. And so, like I said, download it, print it, put it wherever you need it. And then look at it on those days where you feel defeated, where you start that negative self-talk and you just need that extra boost that, okay, I can do this and this is how I'm going to be able to do it. Well, friend, that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast so I can continue spreading encouragement and confidence. And if you haven't already, I would love if you would grab a copy of our book, Embolden. Embolden is an encouragement journal that I co-wrote with my oldest daughter, and its purpose is to meet women where they are today, but to not leave them there.
So until next time, keep living your life on purpose, and God bless.